Clemson football. We got a lot more to talk about from the spring game, from the spring, and from some recruiting standpoints. We'll get with him at 8:05 today. Going to talk some baseball, some college baseball, some professional baseball. We'll talk some college football today, some coaching news and notes. We'll give you the notes about a Major League Baseball legend passing away, and maybe some NCAA five-year model remakes being bandied about as far as what happens with the future of eligibility in the NCAA. A lot to do there, but let's face it. Today is the first round of the Masters. Today should be an official holiday across the world as we kick off the major championship golf season in an hour and 33 minutes. Ashby, today is the day. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mickey. Does it feel like Christmas morning to you?
Yes. It feels like we've been waiting for this for so long. The hardest part of golf is now you go major championship golf is over now because of the way the new calendar works. It's over with the British Open in July. So it used to be the PGA Championship would be in August, and they moved that into May. So now it's over in July. And now we do have FedEx Cup sometimes. This is interesting. We have Ryder Cup every other year. But for the most part, like July or August, that's it. It's a long wait. Now, after the Masters, you wait 1 month till the PGA Championship in May, and then 1 month U.S. Open in June, and then 1 month British Open in July. But then you got to wait all the way to March again.
Doldrums of the summer.
And today, John Kiefer at 7:40 this morning will have me mesmerized. Well, actually, before that, the first tee shots by Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Tom Watson, the ceremonial tee shots will be hit. And I'll be watching it live over here going, huh? And you'll be doing the show. You go, Mickey, we got a show to do. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, going to be great. I'm going to give you a weather update today. We'll give you – I want to hear from you if you're going down. If you've been down this week, if you're going down, I've got a buddy of mine who's going down. I might call in. Alan might call in. We'll get all Masters and live scoring updates all day long. It is rare to have live sporting events. For the most part, from 6 to 9 a.m., the only live sporting events we have, Olympics when they're halfway across the world.
Yes.
We had – during COVID, we had Japanese baseball that we followed because it was the only sporting events that were going on at the time. And then British Open golf are very early tee times on the East Coast with the major championship golf. So anyway, today's the day, and it's going to be awesome. So how was your Wednesday?
My Wednesday was awesome.
Yeah,
it was a great day. I told you that a second ago, and I said that I couldn't remember what I did, which usually means it's a great day.
I love that.
You know,
I love uneventful, boring, not major drama.
No.
Yeah, nobody's yelling at you. No major going on there. Yes.
We're not about some drama over here.
No,
absolutely not.
I'm with you. But a good boring day?
A great boring day.
Awesome.
Had our staff meeting here after the show. Got to hang out for a little bit. I crashed Qualk show. Heckled him for a little while. So that's always good.
Did you have a hard time about crying?
I actually did say something about him crying.
Yeah. Did he cry when he did that?
He was close.
I can't talk. I mean, I do it too. Anyway, next time he does, dry it up over there, Qualk. You're embarrassing the whole company here.
Whole family.
Yeah.
Whole family.
What are we going to do in segment two?
We are going to talk about, originally I wanted to talk about Clemson guys and where I think they're going to go in the draft.
All right.
So we can talk about that. But NBA tanking has really been on my mind the last couple days.
Oh, man.
So I'm going to give you some stats there.
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
You wrote an article for Clemson Insider about the draft. Is it up?
That's a great question. It will be momentarily if it's not now.
Okay. So let's talk about that. Looking forward to it.
Perfect.
So, I had a great Wednesday. I had two meetings. One meeting with a client that's I'll tell you about a little later today, as a matter of fact. A very interesting client. And they've got a big event coming up here at the end of this month. We'll tell you about a remote that Ben and Qualk and those guys will be doing. So looking forward to that. And then we had our staff meeting that Sam and Faxon have talked a little bit about, and it was an interesting one. And so, but it was cool to see. So that was really good. And then I played golf yesterday.
Yes. Okay, that's so fitting. You have to this week, right?
Well, yeah. It was a little colder, a little windier, but that's okay. We had a great time. Played well. And had a great group to play with, walked and exercised and all. So that was really cool. So, yeah, it was awesome. But you're right. Now, I was supposed to play tomorrow. I can't now. But I was supposed to play tomorrow. Family comes home from in-laws. They stayed one extra day. And so my son comes in the door. And says, Dad, we're going fishing? Like, this is last night, like 10 o'clock at night, they get home. Talking about going today. So it sounds like I might be going fishing today at some point in time, too, because that's the big thing. And he also wants to play 18 holes of golf and work on his baseball swing. So, man, good daddy day. It's going to be awesome. I hate to break it to them, but we are going to watch some golf this weekend. And that doesn't always go over well.
Okay, but what's the general consensus when you say, all right, we're sitting here and watching golf? Three action.
He likes Rory McIlroy, so Rory needs to be in contention to get him in there. But there's always a battle for the TV. I end up watching on the iPad.
You get booted?
Yeah, because, I mean, Bluey's more important. Or the Diary of a Wimpy Kid is a movie we're watching now. Or my Dirty Stinking Rotten Day or whatever that movie is. We watch that one now. And then my little girl will want to watch Frozen. So I lose those battles. We have three TVs in the house. We have two TVs inside the house, one out on the deck. But we've got I got the iPad, man. And so I watch the iPad. But it will come on. Oh, by the way, I'll tell you about TV viewing today.
Please.
And how you can watch it and what that all looks like. A little bit of wind at Augusta National today. 10 to 15. That will be the most wind we'll see this week for the tournament now. It was a little windier yesterday. Par 3 yesterday, tournament. Did you watch any of the coverage? I know you probably didn't watch the coverage.
I watched some of it.
Jason Kelce.
I was going to ask you about your Jason thoughts.
Kelce. Kevin Hart. We saw those guys out there. I don't know. That's a little bit much for me. I thought Kelce was good. Kevin Hart was a little bit too much for me with the, I'm only a caddy today. I'm not an international superstar and all that stuff. But that was interesting. Seeing all the little kids was cool. Seeing the wives hit shots and all that, that's kind of cool. That's what that's about. It's so crowded, man. It's just so many people packed. That's a small place there. But and the legends still, the Tom Watsons and the Gary Players. Hitting shots, that always is fun to see, too. So, anyway, we're about an hour away from the opening ceremonies there where they'll be teeing off. 74 degrees at Augusta today, 10 to 15 mile-an-hour winds. And currently, get the current thing where we are hour by hour here for today. Currently at Augusta, we're at 46. So, by the time the first guys tee off, we're still going to be in the 40s with 10 mile-an-hour winds.
Good morning.
Yeah, kind of hit you in the face a little bit. Tomorrow, if you're headed down for tomorrow's round, you're going to see a little less wind, a little higher temperatures. 80 with only 4 mile-an-hour winds and sunny. Oh, by the way, sunny today. Saturday, 87 and sunny.
Oh, my gosh, that's heaven.
5 mile-an-hour winds. And then Sunday, 87 and sunny. We have Clemson baseball this weekend here. The Tar Heels come to town. North Carolina, top 5 in the country. And so we'll keep an eye on that. For baseball in Clemson, 78 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, it'll be low 70s. 86 on Saturday, 85 on Sunday. So
that's ideal.
Yeah, sunny and just absolutely beautiful weather there as the Tar Heels come to town. And so we'll talk about that coming up. North Carolina coming, I say top 5. They're 6th in the country this week. So 6th, Florida State jumped them to 5th. And, man, it's going to be an awesome weekend this weekend in Clemson. Hopefully the Tigers can win that series and keep the momentum going as far as all that goes. Major League Baseball from yesterday. Braves got a nice getaway day win, afternoon win, winning 8-2 over the Angels. Braves improved to 8-5. Ronald Acuna Jr. gets over the Mendoza line.
Nice.
He goes 2-for-4, so he's batting 204 now. Nice to see. But Drake Baldwin with an RBI homer by Matt Olson yesterday. That's his third of the season. They got a good outing from Holmes, who went 6 2/3, allowed only 2 runs. The bullpen came and shut things down there, too. But the Braves out-hit them 8-7 and won there. And so now Atlanta, let me check, make sure I'm right with saying this. Atlanta now comes back home and tomorrow faces the Guardians. So a day off today for Atlanta. We'll have that this weekend as well. So Braves take 2 or 3 from the Angels, win the last 2 games of the series, and a good job by the Braves there. Rest of Major League Baseball from yesterday. The Padres crushed the Pirates 8-2. Guardians, who are coming to Atlanta tomorrow, beat the Royals 10-2. Red Sox won a couple in a row now. They shut out the Brewers 5-0. Orioles beat the White Sox 5-3. Rangers over the Mariners 3-0. The Blue Jays got revenge on the Dodgers 4-3. Rockies 9-1 over the Astros. The Giants shut out the Phillies 5-0. Cardinals, Redbirds beat the Nats 6-1. It was the D-backs biting the Mets 7-2. Cubs beat the Rays 6-2. The Marlins down the Reds 7-4. Yankees lost 3-2 last night.
Oh, Mickey.
I know.
Mickey.
We're 8-3. Best record in baseball still. Twins over the Tigers 8-6. I say best record in baseball. Let me check quickly here. Just to make sure I'm right with the 727 winning percentage. No, Dodgers at 9-3. We're 8-3. Dodgers are at 9-3.
Look.
So
that's you're right there.
Well, we can't spend with the Dodgers. Everybody knows it's a big market club. We can't. We don't have that kind of money.
Mickey.
That the Dodgers have.
Mickey.
No.
Mickey.
Not like that. Okay. You want to look at it?
Yeah. Because if there is anybody.
No. Nope.
Anybody.
No. Nope. No. We're poor now, man. We don't have anything.
If there's anybody that can go toe-to-toe at all. It's got to be the Yankees. Don't even.
The Dodgers, I'm going to shock you here, all right? The Yankees are the third highest payroll.
Okay.
That's not shocking.
Who's second?
The Mets. Meet the Mets. Braves are eighth, by the way.
Yeah, Braves are up there.
The Dodgers payroll, how many, no, look, how much more do you think the Dodgers spend than the Yankees?
More than I will ever see in my entire life times
2,000. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whatever that is.
All right. The Dodgers spend $76 million more than the Yankees.
Okay, let me say this. My brain can't quantify what that amount of money looks like. I don't even understand. And that's just the difference between the two. How much do the Dodgers spend year in, year out in total? On salaries.
The Dodgers spend this year, coming up.
Yeah.
$413,517,413.
Fake.
$413 million. That's, the Mets are second at $375 million. The Yankees are at $337 million. Phillies, the only over $300 million, the Phillies at $312, Toronto's at $308. Boston 265, San Diego 255, and Atlanta 249. Atlanta's eighth in that one.
Mm.
But now, talk about disparities. The Marlins spent $82 million. How did the Marlins at $82 million compete with the Dodgers at $413 million?
There's
a whole movie. Can't spend with the Dodgers, man. That's just big market. We're just a small market club.
These poor, poor Yankees
said no one
ever.
No, we can't do that, man. We can't keep up in today's big spending world. Tony Elliott, big spender now, and that Carla Williams, the athletic director at Virginia, announced that he is will be their coach now, signed through 2030. So after his fifth season with the program, he led them to 11 wins last year, ACC championship game appearance, ACC coach of the year, and the most recent contract ran through 2028 at $4.4 million, including bonuses. So he gets a raise, and he'll go through 2030. Great guy, man. One of the guys I look up to the most in this world. Bad news, sad news in baseball. Davey Lopes passed away, former Los Angeles Dodgers second baseman. Davey Lopes was so good that he was a Dodger, and you couldn't really hate him. From 72 to 81 with the Dodgers, a guy that made four All-Star teams, won two World Championships, a Golden Glove second baseman, steals, sold 557 bases in his day. And one of the all-time best Dodgers out there. You forget that he finished up with the Cubs the Cubs and the Astros. Played almost along with them. But Davey Lopes, second base of the Dodgers, passed away at the age of 80. And we'll talk later today. The NCAA is considered a five-year model. Five to play five, which I don't mind that. Graduation rates might go up. Five to play five. We can talk all about that. So it's going to be good. So going to be a good show. Good Masters updates, Masters highlights. Can't wait. We'll talk some NFL draft, talk some NBA tanking. And then I've got a buddy of mine headed down to Augusta that will call us at 6:45, and he's been there many times and played it.
Yes.
So we'll talk about Augusta National with my good friend Pete Matthews coming up a little bit later. So let me tell you quickly about the Patterson Tax Service. We are inside of a week now. Can you imagine the Patterson Tax Service, Ashby, don't hit me, don't hurt me. Ashby, Russell Patterson and Donnie Patterson and Marty and Joni, they start – sometimes at 3:30 in the morning.
Mm.
They're always there. I'm not talking about January through April 15th. Always there by the time we're in here at 6. And then they go till 8 o'clock at night. They're doing 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week.
Incredible.
Can you imagine this big, huge weight going to come off their back next Wednesday, where they can get their life, they get to see their kids, their grandkids, they get to see their wives and husbands, and they get to go play golf and have like that. They've been in this dungeon for since January. What that means for you though is they're still there for another week. Get it done. Don't wait. Get your taxes done. Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PatTax.com, 864-859-8289. We'll take a short break. Segment two with Ashby Mixon when you come back right after this.
Guys, low energy, weight gain, not feeling like yourself? You could be dealing with low testosterone. At Low Country Male, we don't guess, we test. Our comprehensive lab panels look at your testosterone levels, metabolic health, cardiovascular risk, and more. From testosterone replacement therapy to medical weight loss with GLP-1s, peptides, and thyroid optimization, we build a plan that works for you. Get your edge back and visit lowcountrymail.com. That's lowcountrymail.com.
Ryan Beasley Law has expanded to serve our clients in more locations. If you face pre-arrest investigations, state or federal charges, civil litigation, or collegiate student conduct matters, we can represent you in courts across our state, including magistrate, city, state, and federal courts. Our proactive approach is relationship-driven, client-centered, and focused on achieving the best possible resolution. We're in Greenville and downtown Spartanburg. Call 864-679-7777 or find us online at ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Serving the upstate for over 26 years, Estes Heating and Air is proud to have top-ranked Google star reviews, with homeowners raving about fast service, friendly technicians, and honest pricing. From routine maintenance to emergency repairs, Estes delivers comfort and customer satisfaction every time. Their techs are highly skilled and personable, use the highest quality products, and will never sell you something you don't need. Join their hundreds of happy customers. Visit estesheatingair.com today for your no-obligation quote for repair, service, or maintenance.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at Vermeer.com/dig.
Oh my gosh, where did you get this?
I got it at Ingles.
No, you didn't.
Yep, Ingles.
No way.
I'm telling you, it's the Ingles Bakery.
Okay, fine, don't tell me.
You might not know this, but at the Ingles Bakery, we actually bake things. Like crusty breads, delicious apple fritters, cakes for any occasions. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
I made them myself.
No, you didn't.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Eric Backage and the boys are back at Doug Kingsmore Stadium for the first time in 2 weeks as the North Carolina Tar Heels come to town. We'll have our first pitch on Friday at 6, a 2 p.m. start on Saturday, and then a 12 noon opener on Sunday afternoon. Pre-game coverage starts 30 minutes before every game live on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
We don't whisper opinions. We deliver them at full volume.
They do not know how to whisper.
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that bass, babe? But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that bass, babe?
My great friends at All Dry, myalldry.com. Check them out. Love what they do and how they do it. All Dry knows that, I mean, let's face it, I don't know anything about mold and mildew and the fact that, or water damage, and the fact that there's so many things. I talked about this the other day with Will. Think about the washer and the dryer, I mean, not dryer, the washer and the hot water heater. And the refrigerator and all the pipes around and the places in the roof. I mean, it's amazing that things don't happen a little more often for you. So when it does come to your any water damage you might have, any kind of water cleanup you might have, any kind of catastrophe and that goes, or mold. Now, a lot of times people don't understand mold. Sometimes mold's behind your drywall. Sometimes you can't see it. I mean, if you see it, obviously you look, oh, that might be mold. Let's come in and just get a crew to look at it. But what if you can't see it? What if you like just having, you think are allergies? So if you have any suspicion that that might happen, let's get these folks in there and let them give you a free estimate and a free assessment, I should say, of what all is going on. So they'll take care of you, your local mold and water experts, and a rapid response team. That's what I think I can tell you, because water doesn't wait on anybody. Water can happen. And so let's make sure you get it all cleaned up and done right. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their services at AllDry, myalldry.com, 864-863-1234. And when I met with Justin, he wanted me to do this Matthew McConaughey deal of all dry, all dry, all dry. but I can't do that. And so,
Mickey, I hate to tell you.
Yeah.
I think you just did, my friend.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not really good. It's in reference to me not being able to do it. MyAllDry.com. Get in touch with Stan and the good folks. 864-863-1234. Segment two with Ashby Mixon.
All right, so let's start with this NBA stuff.
All right.
Because I'm watching the Warriors and the Kings play the other night. I think I'm probably one of about 10 people in the state of South Carolina watching this game, okay?
All right, Warriors and Kings?
Warriors and Kings.
This is late then.
This is like probably midnight the other night.
All right. Ugh.
But no. Steph Curry's back. I'm all excited. Vibes are good for the first time in like months. And the Warriors are up 3 with like a minute to go. And the Kings come down and foul them intentionally. And I'm sitting there like, what are they doing? They had time. It's a one possession game. Why are they fouling? Mm-mm. Seth Curry makes both free throws. The Warriors win 110-105. All right.
All right.
And what the Kings are doing is tanking, Mickey. I don't know if you could tell.
Well, I didn't think about that. The Kings are 21-59. They're 43 games behind. They're tied with the Jazz for the worst record in the Western Conference. And they're in fourth. They got the fourth worst record. Is that right? The fourth, tied for the fourth worst record in the NBA. They're trying to get the fourth pick. Or I'm sorry, the lottery, right?
Oh, yeah.
You got to have the lottery through all that.
It's the lottery. And
right.
They're not even one of the worst ones. There are 9 teams essentially in the NBA right now that are tanking so bad, and it's so obvious. Let me give you some of these.
Right.
So the Kings, for example, they're 2-23 in their last 25 games against postseason teams. 2-23.
All right.
The Nets and the Wizards, first postseason teams since the All-Star break, are 1-39.
No.
1-39, Mickey.
No.
You got that. You got, as a whole, these 9 teams are 17-144 versus postseason teams since the break. And look, some of this is, these teams aren't as good. But when the Wizards and the Nets played each other a couple weeks ago, they had 2 guys total between both teams that were in an NBA rotation to start the entire season. That's where we're at. And so when you look at teams that are doing really well, like the Hawks have won 11 of their last 18 games, like 9 of those have been against tanking teams. The Lakers won 16 of 18. 6 of those have been against tanking teams. And you have to wonder how much of it is even real at this point. You can't tell anything about any teams because they're playing these awful, awful tanking teams. It's ruining the product.
All right. Nothing they can do? I know they don't like it. Anything in the rules? Anything like you can't? Like, what can you do?
So they've already fined two teams. They fined, I believe it was the Pacers earlier in the year for, quote, conduct detrimental to the NBA.
Right.
And they fined the Kings. But outside of that, like, you're going to have to change the draft system in some way, or else this is never going to get better.
The lottery, you would think. Now, again, the worse you do, the better chance you have at it. But it's not like you get the number one pick. Like the Wizards right now, I'm just looking at it. I didn't know this. I don't know who the Washington Wizards are. I didn't know they played the league. Just kidding. They're 17-62. And so they have a one-game lead for the worst record league ever, the Pacers. A seven-game losing streak. If you're a fan of it, like, you're thinking, let's just keep losing. Obviously, like, you're pulling for them to lose. I don't know what you do there.
But can you really? If you're an actual fan. All right, here's my question.
Yeah,
if you're an actual fan, can you pull for your team to tank?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, you can't.
So how about this one? How about this scenario? All right, let's say, I'm not going to use the example of your Golden State Warriors because of Steve Kerr. I don't want to get into the politics of Steve Kerr. Give me a team that you love.
The Warriors.
All right, give me another team that you love. Any team. I'm talking about give me in any sport.
Let's do the Hornets. Sports. We'll go with the Hornets. That's fun.
You like the Hornets?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea who the Hornets coach is. Who's the Hornets coach?
I don't know.
Hold on a second.
Wait, I know this. Hold on.
The Charlotte Hornets coach.
Charles Lee.
All right, Charles Lee. Let's say you don't like Charles Lee.
Hate him.
Can't stand him. Can't stand the sight of him. And you know that maybe there's a chance that you get Dan Hurley because he's maybe itching to get in the NBA a little bit. We'll see.
You just picked another coach that I actually
That's
do hate,
true.
Though.
That's true. Maybe you get a chance to get John Shire.
Okay.
Staying in the state of North Carolina, whatever. Yes. I don't like it. It feels weird doing it. But if you don't like in the days of Will Muschamp at South Carolina, the Gamecock fans, you almost had to like pull against it to make sure that they pull the trigger on the thing.
But I really believe psychologically, if you're and this is a little nerd alerting.
It's hard, yeah.
If you're an actual fan, you cannot sit there.
I know.
And watch and hope that your quarterback throws a pick. You can't.
I know.
You can't do it.
I know.
If you do, you're not a real fan.
I know. This is it's a conundrum.
Good word.
But because if you are this is different because I think there's about maybe 8 or 9 really, really good players in this draft. But let's say in the Kobe Bryant day, okay, or the Kevin Garnett day, or the where, I mean, it's not deep, but you know I'm going to get an NBA All-Star. I'm going to get a Hall of Famer. I'm going to get Wimby. You get a chance to get this guy. Like the Spurs, they were terrible. But they know that and the first year with him, they're going to be all right. But man, once you finally get him and get him acclimated to the league and all that, we're going to be in contention. The Spurs now are 61-19. And for the long term, when you had a chance to get Tim Duncan or David Robinson, you know, you kind of tanked it a little bit because you're going to be better long term. It is you take your short-term losses and you turn them into long-term gains. It's hard.
Yes and no.
You know what it is. You know what it is. It's construction cones. It's traffic cones. It's those traffic barrels. I don't want my interstate to be locked down for 6 months. But if you give me 6 months of locking the thing down and traffic for 10 years of traffic-free flowing of the interstate. In golf, we do this. In golf, we aerify greens. I don't want to put on punched greens with holes all in them and sand everywhere and slowing down, not cutting them for 3 weeks or whatever. But I know that the greens are going to be better in the long term, in the future. It's better for them. No?
I see what you're getting at. I really do. But I think you still try to maximize what you have. And if your team stinks, like actually stinks, right, then you're going to get the lottery pick anyway.
All right. Well, what's the difference then? Let's say, all right, you're Golden State. They're in 10th, by the way.
Play-in Warriors. Come on.
Yeah. And they got a huge lead in that. I don't know who plays in and plays out. That whole thing's just dumb and crazy and confusing anyway. But let's say in the – well, there's too big of a leads in all that. But let's say you're the difference in making the playoffs and not making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a little bit different.
But you're not
tanking, right? Like the Warriors are trying to get in the playoffs. They're not tanking. The ones that are tanking are the ones that have no shot at all the playoffs. But they are playing teams that are trying to make the playoffs.
They never gave themselves a chance at the playoffs, though, because after the first month of the season, they decided it was over.
Yeah.
The Warriors could have lost the last 15 games and still been in the 10th seed.
Can I mention this about the NBA draft?
Yes.
Again, to be clear, I'm not sure football has air feathers in a basketball. I don't know anything about basketball. Never heard of the sport, basketball.
Never heard of it?
Never heard of it.
Nope.
But on a serious note, I feel vindicated. I feel... what's the word I'm looking for? Vindicated is a good enough word. I feel like when I watch the BYU kid.
Tybanta.
Yeah. When I saw him play against Clemson, because I'd heard about him.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him play against Clemson and went, oh, my God, this is a man-child. This is an NBA superstar. When the NBA, when you go on NBA Live 2K or whatever, or 2K, whatever the game is, and, like, you create a player, that's what you create. And what I heard from Sam and Faxon were, oh, no, Darren Peterson's the best.
No, not DNP.
And, oh, no, Cameron Boozer or Caleb Williams or Akoff or Flemings or Wagler, some of those guys are like, look, don't get me wrong. It's an unbeatable freshman class. Those guys are unbelievable. And I don't think there's a huge difference in 1 through 7 or so. But those seven freshmen at the top of the board, we haven't seen that kind of depth at least in a few years.
Mm-mm.
But I'm looking at three NBA mock drafts right now, which I'm shocked that I've ever even uttered those words come out of my mouth.
It's my fault, Mickey.
But the BYU kid's number one in all of them. And I kept telling these guys, no, like in the NBA, like this from an NBA standpoint, like Peterson's 6'5 and 195. No, get me wrong. Cameron Boozer's got an NBA body, but like skill set wise, how's it going to fit in the league at 6'10? You know, Caleb Wilson's also 6'10. Didn't realize that. But the Akoff kid, that's a Derrick Rose kind of a deal. He'll do great in the league. The kid from Houston, Flemings, will do great in the league. The Wagner kid, you saw him in the Final Four. All these guys will do great. But I think this BYU dude, man, this guy's a cyborg.
Well, earlier in the season, the argument for Darren Peterson was a lot stronger because that's before he stopped playing.
Before he tanked.
Right, before he himself tanked for the NBA draft.
He could be a tanker going to a tanker.
Okay, the fact that we now have college kids – tanking,
yeah.
Like, oh, we got to do something. We got to do something.
I would tell you, I'll talk about we're going to talk NFL draft in the next week or two, a bunch of that. But if you think, this is one of my common themes. I did New York Giants radio the other day, and we talked about this. If you think that as an owner of a professional franchise, I've got, and I'm a billionaire, and I'm in charge of this NBA franchise, this NFL franchise, whatever, and this city that embraces and loves, and all those little kids that wear those jerseys, and all those families that buy these season tickets, and all these corporations around our thing, arena and Coliseum and stadium that spend all their advertising dollars. If you think that I'm going to take my money that most likely I inherited through the trust fund lottery that my great-granddad left me the money. But if you think I'm taking Pap's money and investing in a turd sandwich like Darren Peterson,
nope.
That ain't happening.
Mm-mm.
This is – I'm going Cameron Boozer.
Really?
Not for number one. For number one, I'm taking the BYU kid, the cyborg. Boozer is a much safer pick than Peterson. As a matter of fact, I can make a case for Wilson, for Acuff, for Flemings, for Wagler. I can make a case for all these guys. I'm not drafted Peterson. I mean, I might with a 10th pick or something like that and hope it turns out, but with a top three pick or four pick? No, No, we're not getting in bed. I don't want that guy on my souvenir cups. I don't want that guy on my billboards around my town, on my season ticket flyers. And I don't want him infiltrating the rest of my roster with his cancer.
Yeah, I agree. And the thing that was interesting when all this was going on is that his coach and he himself was saying, yeah, my agent was – this was a call that I made with my agent.
Well, guess what's going
to
happen?
Agent is telling you not to play.
Not only that, let me tell you what's going to happen. That agent ain't going away. And if the agent can have that influence on it, then he's going to have it. So I don't need an agent in my locker room.
No.
I don't need an agent's cancer around me. We're not going to spend $70 million giving it to a guy that I can't trust. Especially when, like this year, because there's more available. In some years, he was just that much better than everybody, but not this year. Mm-hmm. Not today.
Picked the wrong year.
That's right. Short break. I enjoyed segment two. Believe it or not, I enjoyed the NBA talk.
I got to get in it every now and then.
Well, sneak it in. That's good. All right, short break. We'll come back. Brad Burnell rounds out his basketball staff. We've got the master stuff. My good friend Pete Matthews is going to check in with us. He's on the way to Augusta. He's played the golf course. He's been many times. I'll get some advice from him for all those going down. Get you some, again, the food update. We've done the weather. We'll get you the food update, the ticket update. We'll do it all and get you ready for tea times and all that. Short break, much more to this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.
If you only hear from your commercial insurance agent once a year at renewal, you deserve better. I'm Devin Vance with County Bank Insurance Services. I actually get to know your business and goals, find the gaps your old agent didn't bother to look for, and help you make informed decisions. No matter the industry, and whether just starting out or 50 years going strong, if you've built it, I help protect it. Give me a call today at 864-498-3150. Insurance products are not a deposit, not FDIC insured, not guaranteed by the bank, and may lose value.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we offer crawl space insulation and encapsulations, protecting your home from the outdoor elements, as well as dust, mold, and allergens. The biggest pain point here in South Carolina is humidity, and with it comes mold. Your health is in jeopardy. We seal your crawl space and control humidity with an April air dehumidifier, preventing the gross crawl space air to travel through your floors and into your home, making your HVAC work overtime. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville today at 864-867-1779 to learn more.
Get more value for every mile at Skinner Tire. Whether you're driving around town or hauling on the farm, our team delivers tire sales, installation, and repairs for cars, trucks, trailers, and farm equipment. Need an alignment, oil change, or balancing? We handle it all. Plus, 24-hour roadside help when you need it most. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we keep you rolling safely. Visit SkinnerTires.com or call 864-599-0026 and experience service you can trust from Skinner Tire, where your journey starts strong.
As an independent business owner, you're the expert in your field, but you may not have the time or resources to stay on top of tax forms and payments. Let David Green help you get back on track. With his expertise, he can implement the best IRS programs to resolve any tax issues you face. Whether it's with the IRS or South Carolina state taxes, call us today at 271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal for a free consultation to discuss your situation.
You don't want to miss the Fort Hill Natural Gas Community Appreciation Events in Seneca on May 7th and Easley on May 8th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. They'll be serving hot dogs, hosting a raffle for a natural gas grill, offering other exciting giveaways, and the opportunity to visit our natural gas vendors on site. Don't miss out on the Fort Hill Natural Gas Community Appreciation Events, May 7th at their Seneca office and May 8th at their Easley office from 10 until 2 p.m. Free hot dogs, raffle prizes, and more.
The Mickey Flyler Show, performing the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Ashby getting it done. Stevie Nicks, can't beat that. Hey, Blue Ridge Heating and Air, Tiger Tune-Up Special right now, $89. How about that? That's $100, over $100 in savings. So smart people do this. Smart people rotate their tires. Smart people get their oil changed. Smart people do maintenance around their home. I've got my next-door neighbor, like, he's always, the gutters are always clean. You know, you think about what the in his yard, everything, all the filters are always changed all the time. Well, I decided to do what smart people do. I decided to do the preventive maintenance program. Let them take care of it for you. So great friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. And right now, tune up, get ready, because it's going to be 87 degrees. So that air conditioner will be kicking this weekend. Let them take care of that Tiger Tune-Up Special. $89, Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Check them out online. It's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Opening round of the Masters, my friend Pete Matthews, who the reason he's my friend is because I basically pay for his wife's dinner every night when we play golf because he beats me out of out of my 401k. Good morning, Pete. How you doing, buddy?
Nick, I'm doing great this morning. Are
yeah.
you kidding me?
Yeah.
What a day we have coming.
What a day. You're on the way to Augusta. How close are you to the gates of Augusta National?
I'm about 47 minutes.
All right. Hopefully we'll keep you on it, because there's some, you know, that's a little desolate. It's a beautiful drive down, but because I know you've done that a few times, but it's a, you know, we might lose it through a certain point. Anyway, that said, tell me about the agenda today. What's on the agenda? What's on the to-do list once you get inside the gates, and who do you want to see? Where do you want to go? What's the highlight of the day?
You know, I'm very fortunate today. I'm by myself. I don't have any set agenda, so I am wide open. But it's always an annual pilgrimage.
Yeah.
So I don't know who I'll run into, who I'll reconnect with. But what I really enjoy doing, and I'll, you know, the listeners that are going down there, that maybe they've been, maybe they haven't, but you know, seeing the golf course and the grounds is just incredible. But sitting in the stands at the practice tee,
yeah,
and watching some of the gurus, the Randy Smiths and the Butch Harmons and the Justin Parsons of the world work with their students, that is always fascinating to me. And then if you go to the putting green next to the practice tee, you can get pretty close and you can listen in on the action.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got the greatest players in the world, and you're inside the greatest arena. And so those are a couple of the places that I really like to get dialed in a little bit, see what's going on.
Well, and full disclosure, you spent, I don't know how many years, and still doing it now in the golf business and teaching and all that kind of stuff. So for your industry and your trade, you get all that little tips and secrets and all the teaching paraphernalia the guys have and all the training aids these guys have. Kind of get caught up on all that. What advice would you give a first timer that goes?
Well, obviously, they're the basics make sure you wear comfortable shoes, put your sunscreen on, comfortable clothing, all those things.
Right.
But when you're out on the golf course,
yeah.
If you can get close to the right side of the teeing ground, the right side of the tee box, you know, you can hear interaction between the caddy and the player, especially on par threes. Club selection, hole location, strategy, that's always a fascinating spot to be if you, you kind of wiggle your way to the right side of the teeing ground.
All right, and again, full disclosure, you have played at a very high level and tour events and all this kind of stuff. Tell me, and so I can kind of lean on you a little bit here, how many, you know, off the top of your head, how many times you played Augusta National?
Oh, I've been pretty fortunate.
Yeah.
I'd say it's probably been north of a dozen times.
Okay. Still nervous the next time you go? Still nervous a little bit? Like, it's a different feeling there than a lot of places?
It's just different.
Yeah.
I'm guilty. I'm guilty, you know, of when you step on the tee, you're just looking across and you're seeing all the ghosts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're on the hallowed ground of where Arnold Palmer's played, where Mr. Hogan's played, Jack Nicklaus. And it's still amazing. The first time I saw Tiger fly it over that right bunker on number one, I was like, wow, that's just amazing.
That's
a long way out there.
That's where Bobby Jones talked about Nicklaus, and he plays a game which I'm not familiar. You know, that's a whole different game there. Where is the golf course from a player standpoint? Where is the golf course different than what maybe people would perceive, and where is it exactly what people perceive?
Well, I think until you get on the golf course, you just can't imagine. The greens are undulating, and when they talk about the pull of Ray's Creek back towards Amen Corner,
yeah,
it is real.
Yeah,
I mean, you might have this little 6-footer that's sloping right to left, playing at about 4 inches to the right of the cup, thinking it's going to just snap off and enter the hole at about 5 o'clock, and all of a sudden you've missed it 5 inches to the right of the hole, and it just blows your mind, and it unsettles you, and so that it. Until you have that knowledge, it's very difficult to commit to your own mechanics and trust. When it comes to the back nine on Sunday and these guys are making putts, you just can't believe the internal commitment to the shot to execute it on that golf course. It is unlike, those green complexes are unlike any greens that the players play.
And that yields the experience being a factor, right? I had an unbelievable conversation with Tom Watson back in the 90s. He talked about the angle game and where you got to leave it and the local knowledge there. And maybe part of that was local caddies for the longest time, and now you got your full-time caddy out that way. But with that said, is that the major reason why experience is such a big factor at Augusta?
Yeah, so that would be the top priority in the experience. The second, you know, the next component of the experience in order to score there is not only do you have to know where to hit it, but I think what's equally as important is you have to know where to miss hit it.
Right.
You know, not everybody's going to hit every shot perfectly, but when you happen to miss hit it, you've got to make darn sure you're on the proper side. And to me, that is the next biggest factor to contribute to scoring out there.
This is a McKenzie design. You played several McKenzie designs, and I will say this, much like much of our great architects, golf architects, he does give you a side, though. He does give you a way out. And so when you do get it out of position a little bit, is that a fair assessment that there are places to miss it, like you just talked about, that even when you do have, you know, not the most ideal deals, he does give you a situation where you can escape?
Yes. He most definitely does, but what's interesting about McKenzie is, let's take hole number 11, for example.
Yeah.
If, you know, you have to miss it to the right, but you can't afford, you've got to miss it more specifically. It's got to be short and right.
Right.
It can't be hole high or past hole high to the right. So it's another element of the miss hit. It's, you know, it's got to be short right. You know, it can't be long right.
Right, right.
That it, the scope is just narrowed, and you know, it just becomes you know, I just couldn't believe last week in the ladies tournament, Maria Zamarin, who won it. I mean, to me, the whole tournament turned on number 12.
Yeah,
she missed it and was very fortunate. Much like Freddie Couples in 91, the ball hung up on the bank. And then poor Astris Tally, she hits it in the back bunker, which usually, you know, you take your bogey and go. She catches her bunker shot a little strong, and it goes into the water, and it flipped the whole tournament around.
Yeah.
Just that quickly. It's just that small of a margin for error.
But that's the golf course too. You think about all those opportunities, all those hazards that are lurking at 11 and 12 and 13 and 15 and 16, and the slopes of the greens combined with that sets up for that back nine drama we talked about. And maybe we don't get as much when Scottie Scheffler wins by five or Dustin Johnson wins by five, but boy, throughout the years, man, it is those high drama eagle and double bogey opportunities that these water hazards present.
Well, let's just look at, you're right. Let's look at last year.
Yeah.
Rory's got the tournament well in hand.
Yeah.
And he's played the perfect shot. He's laid it up on 13 to take a big number out of play. And all of a sudden, he's thinking about slipping his right arm into that green jacket. And that right arm, I don't even know what he did with that wedge, but he pitches it into the creek. And all of a sudden, we got a golf tournament.
Yeah.
It amazes me, and that's why after all these years, I can't believe I woke up at 3 o'clock, I was going to leave at 6, and I said, my goodness, I'm ready to go.
Let's go.
I'm in the car an hour earlier.
I'll share with the folks later on. When I went down, I got a T-Bone Steakhouse down on Washington Road there. I was there 2 hours in advance. Tommy West talks about the story that he was tossing and turning. His wife finally said, just go. Just go. You're not going to be asleep all night. Just go the day he's supposed to play. So we get all that for sure. Hey, final one for you. I hadn't had the tomato pie yet. That's a new menu item. Do you like tomato pie? Will you participate today in that?
You know, I have to confess, I'm just not a big fan of tomatoes.
All right.
You know,
I'll let you buy. I'll allow it.
So you have to give me a pass on that.
All right. Hey, you got to do me one favor, though. Buzz me tomorrow because I want to hear about the experience. There'll be some story. You'll meet somebody. You'll say something. You'll get reacquainted. Can you check in with me tomorrow and let me know how it goes today?
I'll do it. And the guy that has the best stories is, and he's done a lot of work on the golf course, and he, you know, he designed Wade Hampton. If I can run into Mr. Tom Fazio,
do that.
That's going to be a good one.
Do that. So, Hey, safe travel, safe trip. Love to hear from you tomorrow, Pete. Have a great day.
You got it, Mick.
All right,
have
buddy.
A great day yourself.
You too.
All righty. Bye.
Envious Pete Matthews going to Augusta National. Hour number two when you come back right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones,